Preparation passage from the writings of Rabash, third volume, Avram begat Yitzchak. In the Mishnah it says that the world stands on three things, the Torah, the work, and the good deeds. Avram, he's called the man of chesed, of mercy, who gave his strength in order to do mercy to people. Yitzchak is called the pull of work, who dedicated his life for the altar. And Yaakov is called the pull of Torah, as it says, give truth to Jacob. And the Torah is called the Torah of truth. And every person has to reach these three poles, has to come to this. And before these three poles were revealed, or first of all, these three poles were revealed one after the other by our holy forefathers, where each one of them has discovered one pole. And after these three poles were revealed, it is in our ability to follow the same path which our forefathers have paved for us. And for this reason, we are called unique nation, because we have the remedy from the inheritance of our forefathers from these three poles by which the world is sustained, meaning in order for the world to exist and achieve the goal.
We have the light that builds the desire. The light is completely bestowed. It has no reception in itself. And thus, we need to get the light to go to receive in order to bestow, meaning that the light need and the clay need to connect between them in a special way, which is a combination which is called above reason or the middle line. This combination is done by way of man's choice, and the person who always chooses the correct combination incorporates in that, that takes place in him. Meaning that same system which is included of two parts, light and kli, the will to bestow and the will to receive, and the man is between them and can choose the correct relationship between them, and each time he positions himself in the correct combination between the light and the kli, increasingly, that is called a man, Adam. And man's work is in that he needs to check himself and learn the side of the light. But in order to learn the side of the light, he already needs to be included in the three lines from light and kli and the correct relationship between them. Then he knows what the light brings him. That is called the work of Abraham, as the first revelation in our work, that's how it's called. The work afterwards is the work of the kli, the work upon the kli, the left line. What is that material that we can see in it only if you have the light? And you know how to work with the kli in a correct way, meaning the left line is also included of three lines in order to call it properly and to learn it. That is the work called the work of Yitzchak, Isaac, and the work in the middle line already after that, which is in order to combine these two lines together to know exactly what we need to do in order to realize these two forces that have been given to us. That's already the work in the middle line, the work of Yaakov, Jacob, as it is called. And thus, in that we are in Katnut, Shoresh Aleph Bet, root 1-2, which is called Yaakov, we read in that, or Gadlut, Gimel Dat, which is called Israel. Therefore, whoever advances in that, even at the degree which is called Zchut Avot, receives the method and realizes it, and they are called an Amskula, nation of remedy, meaning that it understands that it itself is a middle line that connects between the two. And because the middle line is called Adam, a man, then the connection of the three lines, connection to the Creator, is called Amskula. And as such, we need to see how Abraham had lacking the left line and the middle line, and the Isaac had missing the right line and the middle line, and Yaakov. That's why we need to work with all three of them, otherwise we cannot work in Kedusha, in holiness, because holiness, Kedusha, is the correct work between the three of them with the middle line. And only then can there be bestowal. And as he says, that from the Mishnah there are the three things that the world stands upon: the Torah, on the work, and on the giving of mercy. That's from below upwards. The Torah is already Yaakov, and upon the work is the left line, Isaac, and the giving of mercy is from below upwards, the middle line, meaning that's where the world is positioned, from below upwards, if we check it. And thus, it's understood that each one of these things, from these lines, there is a special work in that. That is the work of the sacrifices, the work of the gratefulness and the prayers. Okay.